Two of the nation's largest telecommunications companies announced this morning that they will merge. Sprint is the number three long-distance company. Nextel is a major wireless phone company. If the merger is approved by federal regulators, it would create the nation's third largest wireless company. Joining us to talk about this deal is NPR's Jack Speer, who covers business. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Steve.
So why would these two big companies want to get together?
Well, in some ways, I think both of these companies really had little other choice. The wireless sector is changing very rapidly, and one of the reasons it's changing is that people want to start sending data over wireless, and this is going to take a tremendous investment in infrastructure and equipment, and both of these companies were sort of in the middle of the wireless pack. As you mentioned, Sprint number three and Nextel was number five. They'll create the third largest wireless company, but they together will be able to do what neither one of them could do alone, which is upgrade their networks and start transmitting high-speed data over wireless. And that's what they both really wanted to do here.
How big is this big company, and what will it do?
This is going to be a big company for sure. They're going to have in the area of 40 million wireless subscribers. This deal, which was widely telegraphed, we actually knew the nuts and bolts of it last Friday, will create a company that's going to have a market value of somewhere around a wireless company. Market value of around $40 billion. The deal's valued at about $35 billion. Sprint is trading 1.3 shares of its stock for each Nextel share, and it's being billed as a merger of equals. But Sprint will actually have a slight majority stake in this company.
So the Sprint executives will be the ones who end up calling the shots here?
That's true. Gary Forsey, who is chairman of Sprint, is going to be the head of this new company. And the corporate headquarters, interestingly enough, will be in Reston, Virginia at Nextel's current location. So the guy who's running Sprint, Mr. Forsey, will be the head of this new company, which is going to be called Sprint Nextel. And as I say, though, it will be headquartered at Nextel's headquarters in Reston. So they're going to try to merge these two corporate cultures.
Did Verizon, another big company, try to get in on this deal?
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation about what Verizon might do. Verizon, of course, is another big player in the wireless space right now, number two. And there had been a lot of speculation that Verizon might be making a play for Sprint. Now, that was sort of downplayed a little bit yesterday. But Verizon itself has not definitively said that it would not make a bid for or launch a bid for Sprint. So that is still out there as a possibility. However, I think regulators might be a little more critical of a merger like that.
You mean even though the merger has been announced between Sprint and Nextel, someone else could still ride in and try to buy
the
shares for more?
Well, I think it's a little less likely now that Sprint and Nextel have sort of inked this deal or sealed this deal. But I think that there certainly is a possibility that Verizon could still try to make a play for Sprint. There's going to be some time, obviously. You have regulatory hurdles to clear. It'll take 6 to 9 months for this deal to be approved. So, I think we'll have to wait and see what happens. This wireless landscape is still very unsettled, Steve, and there's a lot of activity going on there right now.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jack Speer.